Hello.
This is Rachel with a callback from customer support, and how can I help you, please?
Yes. What's the name of the business?
We provide customer service to multiple online companies, about 400.
Oh, okay. I was trying to, because I got this message that if I took this survey, I would get a free croissant and a pot. And I was wondering, it said it was going to be shipped to me, but I never have received it.
Okay, and what
can
is
you
that?
Check on that?
Well, certainly. What is your zip
code? Thank you. 95822.
Okay, thank you. And your first and last name, please.
Roman Hernandez.
Excuse me. Okay, thank you.
It said I just had to pay for the ship for the paying for the shipping. I said. Because it charged my account $5.07, and I didn't know if it was a scam or what, trying to get my credit card information. Do you have me there at all?
I'm still accessing information, sir. So it'll be just a moment. I apologize for the wait.
It's okay. I'm just kind of worried because it's so hard to get. It was very hard to get through, and the company, they said it's Kohl's, and it said if you take the survey, you would get this free pot, and all I had to do was pay for the postage. And do you know? Let me see. I think because I called my credit card company to get the phone number, and they said it was called Ultimate in Demand. Is that company that sound familiar?
I have to actually get an account pulled up because usually what's on the account is a merchant name. I can't search for that.
Okay.
All right.
And it was a Le Crescent. LECRESET.
Okay.
Pot.
Right. All right, sir. I'd be happy to further assist. And for security purposes, please verify your address.
4624 Fegan Way, Sacramento, California, 95822.
And I'm sorry, what city in California?
Sacramento.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I've gotten an account located. It shows your first and last name as well as your address. And let me just confirm. Type of offer this is. All right, so you're calling us about the sweepstake offer for the croissant is what this is. And it does show the $5.74, but that was entry into the sweepstake, which means there's a like a pool. So for you to get it shipped, you have to actually win it. But
well, it said I had won it.
Yeah,
it said I got a message.
Okay.
Is there another charge on there, like for $67.32?
Yeah, it is showing per terms.
What's that for?
Per terms and conditions, there is a shopping store membership that comes with the offer automatically after about 5 days. And that is a monthly charge. And it gets you another entry into the sweepstake. And with it, you also get the opportunity to choose additional types of gadgets or products, like with the additional item that you chose. But that's a monthly membership.
So then that is a scam because that's not what they said. That's not what the thing said. But does it say the name of the business?
Let me look at where you checked out here.
Because now I got to call my credit card company and tell them to stop that. Or is there any way I could stop it through you, cancel it from you?
I can cancel the account, but it shows.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you want the name? It shows the website that you checked out on was Truly Unique.
Absolutely
selection.
Unique.
Selection. Yes.
Okay.
.com.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir. And with the cancellation that is effective today,
mm-hmm.
it does cancel all future charges for you and does remove you from the membership.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. When was that charge? The charge that shows the 6732 was billed on December 10th. And I'd be happy to offer a courtesy 50% on that 6732 that you were billed.
No, because I never didn't even they, it said that I had one after I took the survey, and they advertised themselves as Kohl's. It said it was for Kohl's. I was taking the survey for Kohl's, and then I got a thing that said you won, and you'll be receiving your pot. And then on the reviews, everybody's saying, "Oh, I just checked the survey, and I got this free pot." Delivered. So all those reviews must be wrong or be fake as well.
I'm not certain.
So
I work in the call center.
Yeah,
I'm
going to report it to the Federal Trade Commission because they're misleading people. Yeah.
All right, sir. Okay. Well, I have gotten this account canceled for you, which is effective
today. Oh, thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
And I also did refund the $67.32. You'll see
oh,
that
great.
Reflected in 3 to 5 business days. And
uh-huh.
I have that confirmation number.
Okay, what is it?
That is
R-263-199-357. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. All right, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You have a Merry Christmas.
You do the same. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.